And we welcome you to this edition of Food for Thought, presented by Kitchens Creek Baptist Church here in Bald. Now here's my message for you today. Now yesterday I spoke to you from 1 John 3, verse 3, "And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure." You know, John is speaking of a hope that the believer has. This is a hope which purifies. If the believer could live any way he wished, he would live without sin. "Every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure." A desire for holiness is the mark of that hope in us. That's why believers don't live like the rest of this world. They have a hope. He just tries to be now what he will be in heaven. The Holy Spirit of God purifies sinners by applying to them the precious blood of Jesus. "Every man that hath this hope in himself purifieth himself." The Holy Spirit so works in every believer who has a true hope that he labors to become purified and uses all possible means to overcome sin and to walk in righteousness. And I say labor because we know how this flesh is. It's hard to break a habit. He watches with whom he walks. He knows he will not walk with them in heaven. And this hope teaches us what sin is. We don't know it all at first, but by continual sitting under the preaching of the gospel, a continual seeking of the Lord, we learn more about sin, more about our heart. And when an action is brought to light as sin, we do what we can to get rid of it. We learn we cannot take sin to heaven, so why carry it with us now? You know, when we were children, we might see a tick crawling on us and stare at it in curiosity. But with experience, by being taught, we learn it's bad, and we get it off of us. And this hope teaches us what we must watch out for most. I think the biggest temptation we have is to make this world our home. And then we purify ourselves by looking to Christ. You know, he's our pattern for life. We will not be a holy people until we get to the point we care not what people say, but only what God says. We purify ourselves also by finding a preacher who will tell us the truth. Beware of the preacher who always makes you feel good about yourself. Now, how do I know if I have this hope in me? "Every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself." The question is, do we have a true hope in Christ? If we have, we purify ourselves. We don't defile ourselves with this world. We don't love sin. "He that committeth sin is of the devil." Now make no excuses or apologies. Don't rationalize this passage. Let it sting you as much as it can. Don't try to make it say something else. If you say you're trusting in the atonement while you live in sin, you lie. Where there's a real faith in the atoning sacrifice, it purifies the person and makes him hate the sin which shed the Redeemer's blood. A true test of this hope is holiness. Andrew Murray McShane said it's a holy-making gospel. Without holy fruit, all evidences are vain. Dear friends, you have your awakenings, enlightenings, experiences, and many due signs, but if you lack holiness, you will never see the Lord. A real desire after complete holiness is the truest mark of being born again. Jesus is holy Savior. He first covers the soul with his white raiment, then makes the soul glorious within, restores the lost image of God, and fills the soul with pure heavenly holiness. Unregenerate men among you cannot bear this testimony, without which no man shall see the Lord. 1 John 3:3, "And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure." Now, if you'd like a copy of this free of charge, call us here at the church at 640-5580 and visit the church's website at kitchenscreek.com. So until tomorrow at this same time, may the Lord bless you.